Hallelujah. Today, we are witnessing a change in the calendar. We're moving over from the year 2006 to the year 2007. Amen. And we thank God for His word that never fades. We thank God for the way He has kept us through the year 2006. And we thank God for our future, because we know our future. God is gracious. He has loved us. He has called us to be blameless before Him in love from the foundation of the world. Amen. And He has sent His Son to reconcile us back to Him. How many of us? I know some of us have seen many, many New Years. You know, we've seen many New Years. Some people have seen this New Year's probably 40 times in their lifetime, some 50, some 60, some 70, some 60 times. You see, and the thing you discover that it never ever changes. 1 year goes, comes, and 1 year goes. And these things remain unchanged. No wonder, you know, the psalmist, or rather the wise preacher Solomon, spoke clearly about the vanities of this world. He talked about the fact that there's nothing new under the earth in the book of Ecclesiastes. Nothing is new under the earth. There has been new years and there will be new years. Amen. Just think about it. Anything you see around in this physical realm has been and will be. Amen. Solomon was somebody who had seen life in all forms. Apart from being, you know, endowed with wisdom, you see, God added riches to that wisdom. And this is a man who sat down at the end of days, and with that same wisdom God gave him, he sat down and pondered on creation. Now, some of these things we are about to study today or look into today are things probably written by King Solomon, but we're not saying that he understood the entirety of it. Because that wisdom he had was a wisdom after the wisdom of this world. It's not that wisdom, that spiritual wisdom that we who are to inherit the salvation of God possess. Amen. Jesus Christ, in the days of his ministry, said it clearly that a greater than Solomon is here. Solomon was of the lesser. Christ was the greater Solomon. Christ is the true Solomon. The Solomon of old, the son of David, is a shadow of the true Solomon. Amen. And he's going to give us certain words we're going to pick out from the book of Ecclesiastes today. These are words of wisdom. As we enter into the year 2007, let us take these words with us. Let us run with these words. Amen. Hallelujah. Just turn quickly to the book of Ecclesiastes, the last chapter, that's chapter 12. Remember the topic of this, the topic of this message, the message is titled Remembrance of Our Lord. Amen. Chapter 12 from verse 1, remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years draw near, when you say, I have no pleasure in them, while the sun and the light, the moon and the stars are not darkened, and the clouds do not return after the rain, in the day when the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men bow down, when the grinders cease because they are few, and those who look through the windows grow dim, when the doors are shut in the street and the sound of grinding is low, and one rises up at the sound of a bird, and all the daughters of music are brought low. Also they are afraid of heights and the terrors in the way. When the almond tree blossoms, the grasshopper is a burden, and the desires fail. For man goes to his eternal home, and the mourners go about the street. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen to this message. This is the message for the year. Remember the Lord, your Creator, in the days of your youth, before the evil days come, before the difficult days come. The days come when you shall say you have no pleasure in them. Hallelujah. Brethren, this is the last chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes, and it is a summary of what a man can do to escape death. Amen. Now understand that death is not just, or it's not necessarily that physical shedding of the body. Death is a spiritual event that occurs within a man. Amen. And we saw that death in Adam. You see, when Adam took of that fruit in the Garden of Eden, the Bible says he died, but you saw Adam was still moving around. The Bible says that we were dead in our sins and trespasses before we came to the knowledge of God, but yet we were still living in the flesh. So we're talking of a spiritual death, and actually this spiritual death comes as a result of annihilation from the source of your light, from the source of your energy. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is the remembrance of the Lord that Solomon is talking about here, is the only thing that can do what? Keep you sound and away from the death process. Amen. It's the only thing that can give you a fulfilled life, a life of joy, of gladness. Amen. All these things that, you know, are written here in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12 is only a description of the death process that overtakes a man who does not remember the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. He says that who are those people that look outside the windows? Amen. Who are those? In verse 3, in the days the keepers of the house shall tremble and the strong men bow their house. Who are the keepers of the house? They're your hands. Who are the strong men? The strong men are your feet, your legs. They're the ones that keep your house. Your house is the body. And your hands begin to tremble. Amen. That is the aging process, the death process. You see, and the strong men that keep the house begin to bow. That is the legs. Then those that look outside the windows, who are those? That become what? That become dim. And those who look through the windows grow dim. Who are those? It's your eye, your eyesight. Amen. Spiritual speaking, that talks of your understanding, your eyes of understanding. Amen. When this thing happens when you see an old man, and normally what happens is that they begin to lose their sight, they become blind, or their sight becomes diminished. Amen. It is the death process. And the grinders cease because they are few. That's the teeth. The weakness that comes, you know, and you know, the falling off of the teeth in the aging process. Then you go down. It talks also about, you know, the desire that fades. It talks also about, you know, the daughters of music brought low. When you talk of music, you're talking of myth. You're talking of joy. When one begins to fear heights. You see, and these are the things that happen when you see from the physical world, the physical creation, you can begin to understand the spiritual. That same thing that you see happen to the outward carnal flesh that grows old and decays, from that fresh young child that was full of vitality many years ago, that, you know, suddenly begins to decay, that suddenly begins to go through the death process. You know, he gets to a peak maybe at 30 years, then he now begins to go down a slope, you know, and that is death. When you see somebody in his 100, in his, say about 80 years, the physical body, you begin to understand what I'm talking about. This same thing happens in the spirit realm. Amen. See, the longer we stay away from the remembrance of the Lord, when we do not remember, that is taking into consideration the knowledge of God. Amen. You can be rest assured that that is the path that we are going to pass spiritually. It's a path of death, a path of sorrow, a path where you begin to diminish, you begin to wax weak, and you fade away. It's a continuous fading, because actually your inner spiritual man can never die. It can never fade away completely. But you continue to go down the pit of destruction. Amen? And you see, it doesn't matter whether you're in the flesh or out of the flesh. You just still have to come to the conscious knowledge of God. You have to come to remembrance of who you are in God. You have to come to remembrance of the loving Father that you have. You have to come to remembrance of that Christ personality that you are. Amen? You have to come to the in remembrance of that authority that you have in Christ. Amen? You have to wake up from that sleep, that slumber, and come to reality. This is the remembrance that the Lord is talking about. Remember the Lord. Amen? You see, we have to, as we pass through this life, there's one thing that we ought to do, and that is occupy ourselves with in the remembrance of the Lord. This is why Jesus Christ, you know, the Bible says that when he broke bread, what did he do? He said, do this in remembrance of me. See, what people do not realize that it was the Father speaking through Jesus. And he said that you should bake this bread, that is, eat this bread, do it in remembrance of me. And I want you to realize that baking of bread is the fellowship in the Holy Ghost. It's a fellowship in the Spirit of God that brings about this breaking of bread. It's a communion with the body of Christ. And that communion with the body of Christ is what actually enlightens us. Amen? It enlightens us. It brings us back that remembrance of that personality, that person that we are, that we lost, that knowledge, that glory that we lost in the beginning. We begin to go back, amen, to remember it. Hallelujah. Amen? Now, if you turn quickly to the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 19. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body which is given to you. Do this in what? In remembrance of me. Amen. Hallelujah. People do not realize that the body of Christ is the body of God. Amen. Hallelujah. When we remember the Lord, we have to remember God. We have to remember the Father of light, the Father of our life. Amen? And we have to remember who we are in Him. We have to remember our oneness that was lost with Him from the beginning. Amen? This is the fellowship that the Bible is talking about. That bread today is a fellowship in the Holy Ghost. You cannot have fellowship except it is in the Spirit of God. These things they call fellowship that we see up and down, it is just nothing but religion, you know, and the doctrines of men. The true fellowship that God talks about is a fellowship in the Spirit, amen. As far as the spirit of the world is in your gatherings, the spirit of carnality, you can be rest assured that your fellowshipping is what is unto idols. But when you fellowship unto the Lord, the Spirit of God reveals things that are God. He reveals God to you. He reveals and gives you understanding about the deep things of God. It brings to remembrance, amen, the things that are of God. Now somebody may ask me, how do I know that this bread that the Bible is talking about is a fellowship in the Holy Ghost? Now let's quickly turn to the book of are we there? Luke chapter 11, chapter 9 to 13. Sorry. Luke chapter 11 verse 9 to 13. I'm sorry there. Luke chapter 11 verse 9 to 13. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Everyone who asks receives, and anyone who seeks finds. To him who knocks, it will be opened. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? If he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Amen. See, Jesus Christ here in this parable is indirectly referring to the Holy Spirit as bread. Amen. Understand it as bread. It is only as we eat, you see, we eat of the fellowship. You see, it's fellowshipping with the Spirit of God. You see, when you eat food, when you eat something, what happens is that it goes into you, you digest it, and it causes increase in you. Amen? So spiritually speaking, when we fellowship with the Spirit of God, it enlightens our mind. It feeds us in our spiritual mouths. Our spiritual mouths are open and it feeds us. And it teaches us all things and feeds us and causes our spiritual man to grow in stature of Christ, in the knowledge of God. Amen? This is the thing that matters most in this life. What people do not realize. You see, all the running up and down, the hustle and bustle, trying to seek this and seek that, will never ever give you a satisfaction and the desired joy and peace that you deserve. Amen? Once we do not do this thing, come into this fellowship, once we don't come to this table to eat of this bread with the Lord, in remembrance of the Lord, in remembrance unto the Lord, remember that you will go down that pit, that, you know, that path of destruction. Whether we like it or not, or whether you know it or not, Adam lost all remembrance of God. That conscious knowledge of God, that remembrance of himself, of his glory, of himself with God was lost. Amen? And likewise, man, the whole world today is what is lost. Amen. The whole world is in that pit, in that grave, and is continuously sinking down further and further into destruction. Because what? They do not have a remembrance in them of the Lord and his kingdom. They don't have a remembrance of who they are and the love and the fellowship that was in the beginning. All that remembrance is lost. Amen. But God is waking us up by his Spirit today and is enlightening us. Hallelujah. We have to occupy ourselves with things of the Spirit, fellowship with one another. Those who have the message. Amen. I have brothers in America. Amen. I have a brother in Australia. I have a brother in Canada. I have brethren here and there. You see, and what happens is that we fellowship with one another. Amen. It doesn't have to be a fellowship in the flesh. We fellowship with one another by the Spirit of God. Amen. You see, and I tell you the truth. As you do these things, you begin to see a new creature, a new personality, you know, who lives in that victory and in that perfect glory of God emerge. Hallelujah. This is something that, you know, we encourage everybody. This is something that is to be seeked after. Hallelujah. This fellowship, amen, that enlightens us and tells us who we are. Now, if you look at it carefully, what the Spirit of God, the Lord, was sent to do. Like I've always told people, the Spirit of God is not just for you to, you know, to speak in tongues, like it is called. It's not like, that is not what the Spirit of the Lord, apart from that, amen, the major reason why the Spirit of the Lord is sent is to do what? Is to teach you all things and to bring a remembrance of all things to you. What you say a remembrance? Is it talking about causing you to remember something you have forgotten? Amen. People have forgotten that they are what? They are born in the image of God. People have forgotten that they are, you know, they are, hallelujah, they are created to be like God. They are created to walk in the glory of God. People have forgotten the love relationship that they had with the Father in the beginning. People have forgotten that as Jesus Christ was one with the Father, so are we all one with the Father. People have forgotten that same glory that Jesus Christ walked in, we walk in that glory. And we ought to walk in that glory. We have access to that same glory. We have access to that same spirit that raised him from the dead. Amen. Hallelujah. We have access to unlimited resources of God's kingdom. But we forget all this. And the Spirit of God has been sent to do what? To remind us. To keep us in remembrance. This is the fellowship that we are all talking about. This is the remembrance of the Lord. Turn quickly to the book of John. John, are you there? John chapter 14, verse 25 to 26. He says what? John chapter 14, are you there? John chapter 14, verse 25 to 26. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Amen. Can you hear what the Lord is saying? He will bring to remembrance all things. That thing which you've forgotten, he will bring it back to memory, to your memory. Amen. Hallelujah. And I tell you the truth. It is in the knowledge of God. It is in that light of God that we do what? We live again. It is that knowledge of God, knowledge of who we are, knowledge of the power that we possess in the beginning with the Father, knowledge of the love and the oneness and the protection and the assurance in God, the hope in God. Hallelujah. The joy, you know, that comes from the radiation in his countenance. It is these things that we're going to live by as we were, as it was what? In the beginning. Amen. Hallelujah. So let us remember the Lord as we enter a new year. Let us make it a priority to occupy ourselves with remembering the Lord. Amen. When we give messages like this over the internet, or we give messages, you know, in fellowships here and there, and we exchange and, you know, we receive from other brethren, you know, and we read materials from other brethren, these are the things that, you know, that matter the most. Hallelujah. The thing that matters the most is to God, and the thing that pleases God the most is those people that delight in the knowledge of him. That is what matters. Amen. The knowledge of this world will only lead to futility. It has what they call, you know, a sure end, and that is death. But there is a knowledge in Christ, hidden from the foundation of the world, and that is what we should occupy ourselves with. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm very grateful when I receive messages from brethren all over the world. Amen. When I see messages like this, amen, I realize that it's the Lord speaking. Hallelujah. It's the Lord sending his ravens to me. Hallelujah. And I want to be part of that body. One part of that person, to the part of that body, that part of that ministering body that will also minister to that, the body of the Lord. Amen. To be a servant in the house of God. Hallelujah. Seeing the glory of the Lord and pleasing the Lord. Amen. Now, let's quickly turn back to the book of Ecclesiastes. I told you clearly that everything that was described in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 3 to 5, is a death process. And the only way we can evitate the death process is to what? Is to remember, keep the Lord, the Creator, in our remembrance. Amen. When we have the Lord in our remembrance, we can rest assured that disease cannot touch us. Amen. The plagues that plague humanity cannot touch you, because you are covered in the secret place of God. The sorrows and the depressions and the hurts, you know, that take a hold of men and, you know, cause them to crash into misery and destruction and sorrow, can never take a hold of you, because you live in the truth. Amen. You live in the conscious knowledge of your Father. And you are covered in your Father. You are in him and he is in you. Amen. Hallelujah. Inasmuch as God never changes, our Father is Father of light. Amen. In him is no darkness. There is no sorrow in him. There is no pain in him. Hallelujah. There is no depression in him. There is no sickness, no cancer, no disease in him. Hallelujah. So when we come in back into that remembrance, walking in him, we can rest assured that we shall not go through the death process. Amen. It's when we forget the Lord that we go down into the grave. The grave is the land of forgetfulness. It is hell. Amen. Where the worms don't die, where they continuously eat you. and eat you and consume your flesh till you are no more. They continue consuming you and tormenting you. Amen. That is the grave. It's a place where man goes down a steep of destruction and is continuous. Amen. Even after you've left the flesh, it continues on in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. Until you turn back to the Lord. Amen. Now, we go back to chapter 12, verse 6. We'll carry on from 6. Remember your creator before the silver cord is loosened, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher shattered at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the well. Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You see it? Well, whether we realize it or not, I just want you to just bear in mind that the Spirit of the Lord was sent down to what? To redeem mankind. And the Spirit of the Lord is like the Word of the Lord. It comes from the Lord and it returns back to the Lord. Amen. What the Spirit of the Lord does is to what? Is to come to redeem man and take you to the Lord. Those who are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. Where is the Spirit leading you to? It is leading you back to the Father. It is leading you back to God, leading you back to the bosom of the Father. Amen. But when you reject it, when you reject the knowledge of the Spirit of God, what happens? You go back into your misery. You go back into your pain. You go back into the miry clay. Amen. You go down, but go back into the dust. When he says that before the dust returns, what? The dust will return to the earth as it was. That dust there is talking about a man that is not reconciled. He's talking about the earthly kind of man. Amen. The man that is in a state of sin or in a state of annihilation from God. Amen. You see, what the Spirit of God does is to come to do what? To draw you back to God. To reconcile you back to God. To lead you back to God. Amen. But when you reject it, and when you stay away from the truth, or you stand, you know, in rebellion against God's counsel, what happens is that what? You go back into destruction. You go back into death. Amen. Dying, you will die. Amen. Dust you are, and to dust you return. God called Adam dust only in the state of his rebellion, because he had taken of another doctrine. He had partaken of the spirit of the world. Now, the spirit of the world is the spirit that comes out of the serpent. It's the spirit of the dust. It's the spirit that speaks of this world. It's the spirit that speaks as of this world. It's the hiss of the serpent, because the world is under the dominion of the serpent. That's why you see the serpent crawls upon the dust. It is the ruler of the powers of the earth, of the air. It rules over the world. Amen. And I want us to realize that there is nothing that we can do to escape the power and the rulership of Satan, except we do what? Hearken to the counsel of the Lord. Amen. Hearken to the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is there to do what? To give you remembrance. Amen. If we do not hearken to the Spirit of the Lord, what happens? The silver cord, silver talks of salvation. The silver cord that draws, that's supposed to draw us, you know, make us one with God, you know, that ties us in unity with the Father, with the Son, that ties us in unity with the Godhead. That silver cord is broken. Amen. Your salvation is lost. And what happens? You find yourself, you know, annihilated from God. The golden bowl that is broken is your vessel. Amen. When a bowl is broken, it cannot contain food anymore. It cannot carry things anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is what happens. But God is saying one thing, that what? We should hearken to the Spirit of God. Remember the Lord. Let the Lord, the remembrance of the Lord, come to us. And when that comes to us, what happens? We are saved. We are restored. Our youth is restored. Our joy is restored. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, the pitcher broken, shattered at the fountain, when you cannot hold life anymore. the wheel also broken at the well. All this talks about the death process. Amen. And I know we all want to be vessels of honor, useful in the hand of the Lord. But we can only be useful as vessels in the hand of the Lord as we do what? Remember the Lord. Remember it. Remember when you wake up in the morning, remember the Lord. When you go out for your business, remember the Lord. That's if you are still out there in business world, remember the Lord in everything that you do. That is the only thing that matters, the remembrance of the Lord. Amen. You see, when Mary and Martha were with Jesus, I think Martha was going up and down serving, and she thought she was praising the Lord, while Mary was there at the feet of Jesus, listening to the every single word of the Lord. And Martha protested, telling, you know, Jesus that, wouldn't Mary help me? Wouldn't Mary serve with me? That, look, I'm doing all the work. And she thought she was pleasing the Lord. But the Lord told her, look, you worry yourself with too many things. Mary has chosen a better path. The better path is she is sitting down, listening to the words. Because in my words, there is the remembrance of the Father. In my words, there is the remembrance of who you are. In my words, there is reconciliation, there is healing. Amen. It enlightens you. It gives you. It enlightens your mind. It enlightens your darkness. Hallelujah. So Mary had chosen the right thing. Remember the Lord in the days of her. Remember him. Hallelujah. Let us remember the Lord if we want to do what? To see good things. Because when you choose to forget who you are, forget the kingdom of God and his purposes, what happens? You go down into destruction. Let's quickly run to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verse 10. Whatever your hand finds, do, and do it with your might. For there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going. Now mark it, this kind of message, this message, like a scripture like this, is directed to somebody that is going down the pit of destruction. As you go down to the grave, there is no more knowledge. You see, it's a place of no knowledge of God. It's a place where there is no wisdom, no knowledge, no understanding, no work, because your works are in vain when you get into that place. Hallelujah. So I encourage you, those who are brethren, who have heard this message, that you should carry on in the message. Carry on, you know, occupying yourself with, you know, the knowledge of God, with the things of God, enlightening yourself, you know, in the light of God, enlightening yourself in the relationship and in the love of God. Hallelujah. And those who are just hearing this message, we are telling you to come into the Father. Come into the light. Amen. Now, you may be on your sick bed hearing this message. You might have some kind of problem in your body right now as you are hearing this message. You might have, you know, a problem in your family. You might have a financial problem, an emotional problem. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is saying right now with this message, the Lord is telling you that the solution to all of your problems is found in what? In the remembrance of my name. All you have to do is remember me. Amen. All you have to do is to come into fellowship with me, and I will enlighten every particle of your being. I will enlighten every cell in your body, that you shall know me. Hallelujah. Just like the water covered the sea, and there is no space where there is no water, so shall my knowledge fill you, and that my knowledge is light, my knowledge is life, and you shall live again. The Lord will cause you to joy again. The Lord will cause you to arise from your sick bed. The Lord will cause your financial problems to be healed. The Lord will cause everything that has been destroyed in your life to be reversed. And, you know, healing and prosperity will be ushered in into your life. This is the word of the Lord. So as we enter into the year 2007, we say, let us look forward. Look forward unto the Lord. Look forward to this fellowship in love. Look forward to the remembrance. Remembrance of who we are, occupying ourselves in the remembrance of our loving Father, in remembrance of our relationship, our oneness in Him, and in relationship of our oneness with each other. To you be all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.